welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Building with Purpose Conference. Today, my guest is Michael Roberts. Michael, welcome. Let me start by actually reading your bio so that everybody knows at least a little bit about you, but then I'll want you to share some more information so you get a few details. So what started out for Michael actually as an advanced level Toastmasters project has become one of Southern California's most popular small business podcasts. He runs the Small Business Celebration podcast. Michael distills the philosophies, habits, successes, and failures that small business owners experience, and then encourages them to grow strong and profitable businesses. So you can find his podcast on Apple Podcasts, Android, Stitcher, YouTube. The guy is everywhere. He's posting content all the time. I follow him online. He posts great stuff. Michael, welcome to the Building with Purpose Conference.
Well, thank you. You are the great Dr. Justin Hebert, and it's a pleasure to be on this VCast. It's great. Thank you for inviting me.
I read your bio, and that's a paragraph about you, right? But I'm curious, this started as a Toastmasters project. Give us a bit more of that background. What happened for you?
Well, I went ahead and the project said, do a podcast. And so being a slight overachiever that I am, I went and did five because I figured I'd have a 1 in 5 chance of one actually sounding good for the presentation. And I posted all five, washed my hands, said, great, project done, moving on. And I scheduled them to go out a week apart. And about 7 weeks later, I started getting some very angry emails. And they were angry because the listeners wanted more podcasts. And the beast was born. And so we've been doing that ever since. And what started out as a hobby has become a full-fledged business, a profitable business at that. And we've been delivering content every week since then. We are now on our 75th episode. Most podcasts only last 14. And so it's a significant unto itself on there. And the great thing is our listeners, as we call Vision Your Nation, keep giving us great feedback, giving us great information. You are a wonderful visionary. You've been on our podcast. So selfish plug, if you haven't listened to Justin, you need to check out his episode. It's great.
And as a New Year's episode on setting goals, it's actually probably relevant in April now too, as everybody's stuck at home and needing to figure out how to spend time. So what, just real quick, and this wasn't necessarily part of what we were going to cover, but I'm intrigued to hear that, you know, people wanted more. What's been like your one big takeaway after running a very successful podcast? You've gone from 5 to 75 episodes. You do them weekly. You haven't taken time off, even in the midst of this, right? And we'll talk maybe about how your business has pivoted later.
Right.
But in the 5 that you started with to the 75 that you're at now, what's been one big experience or takeaway you've had?
Well, you hear this over and over and over again. And you hear this from successful entrepreneurs. You hear this from successful business leaders. You hear these from the Tony Robbins and the Dale Carnegies and the Zig Ziglars and just about everybody is persistence, persistence, persistence. And you don't really learn what persistence really means until you've had a whole bunch of events happen in your life and things aren't going the way that you wanted to or had them planned, but you still have to get that episode out. And sometimes that's where the rubber meets the road and you discover, oh yeah, now I know what persistence means. And so that's where we get to 75 episodes, is because you get up and do it anyway, whether you like it or not, but the rewards come as delayed gratification, as it were, and you just keep plugging away. And that is the single biggest life lesson that, oh yeah, 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 persistence, whatever, 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 whatever. And no, it really is a thing. It really is a thing. And you get a lot of awards and a great feeling for it.
So did you set out to like call yourself a podcast host?
No.
Or is this something that's just taken shape in your life?
It's something that came out of blue. Like I said, it started out as a hobby, as a Toastmasters project. My career, believe it or not, some people have a hard time believing this, but my whole career, yes, it's in the entertainment industry, but no, I am not an actor. I don't even play one on TV. But it's all from behind the camera. I'm actually a lighting director, a lighting designer. I've been doing it for 15 years. I actually have a degree in this nonsense. Wow. But my whole thing is not being in front of the camera. And so this whole thing of being a podcast host and now doing YouTube videos and all that sort of stuff is quite a change for an introvert like myself, who would much rather live in a windowless office in a windowless room and get Domino's pizza delivered three times a day.
Yes. Yeah, you are. And I have to tell you, I'm excited to interview you, if nothing else, because I get to turn the tables, right? Like, I want our listeners to understand this. You really are a fantastic host, and you know doing. You know your stuff. I can't wait to dive into what you have for us. And that's what makes me excited for this episode, because you're going to have a ton of wisdom for people that need to pivot or rethink the direction that they're heading, because you're doing that quite well. And so let's go ahead and dive on in, because I really am thrilled. You're going to do a screen share, right? And you have
I am. Yeah.
Quotes for us. So let's just go ahead and dive on in. What do you want to share with us today?
Well, to begin with, I want to let everybody know that I am no genius. Okay. Everything that I have learned from successful business owners has come from successful business owners, and I've been able to apply it to my own business. And so as I go through this presentation, I give credit where credit is due. Don't sit here and think that I'm some kind of genius, because I'm not. So when I go through and I give these 7 points on how to grow a strong and profitable business during this COVID crisis, the advice comes not from me, but from successful small business owners who've gone through the 2008 recession, who have gone through a whole list of trials and tribulations, market shifts, market changes, and they're still doing well. So again, don't take my word for it. Get the information and take heed of people who've actually lived it and done it. And so with that, let's go ahead and go into our presentation. 7 ways to grow your business during the COVID virus. The first point is to charge the bullet. Now, this comes from Jerry Taylor. He's the president of Heart of Nature. The whole point of charging the bullet is you can't be timid. This is not the time to put your head in the sand or be like a tortoise and hide in your shell. This is the time to take offense, not defense. This is the time to sit there and go, okay, yes, I have all these issues. Yes, I have all these problems. Yes, I have all these challenges that are in the way of our business's success right now, or my personal success right now. But now is not the time to be timid. Now is the time to get up, put a plan together, assess what you've got that you need to improve upon, and sit there and go, okay, who do I talk to? Where do I go? What information do I need? Where do I need to put myself and my business in a position so that the day this quarantine is lifted, I've got a place to go and I can be successful? Point number two is be relevant. Now, this comes from Rick Mossman, the owner of Mossman's Catering. We've been hearing left and right of all the restaurants and all the catering companies. They're having all kinds of issues and problems right now because they have an entire business that's based on service. It's based on people coming into their restaurants to eat. And yet Rick Mossman, years ago, has been saying, be relevant. You have to change with the times. You have to sit there and think, okay, what products and services do I have and what can I offer with these changing times and how do I go about doing this? In this case, he was one of the very first people to do roadside service for his fish and chips on Fridays, because a lot of people eat fish on Fridays. And not only that, but he started going, okay, who do I need to call in order to get people to come to the restaurant or come to the curbside to pick this food up? And then he said, you know what? We're going to do deliveries. And so he sat there and said, you know, I've got all these great people. I've got all these great resources. I've got all this great stuff. How do I pivot and change with the times? Be relevant. Take the skills that you have. Take the resources that you have and say, you know what? Times are different. We have a new normal, as the cliche goes. Mm-hmm. How do I adapt what I've got to be relevant for today? The next one comes from Janelle Capra. She's the executive director of the Alzheimer's Disease Association of Kern County. She also happens to be the owner of Capra Public Relations. And she says, be available. Be available. What that means is when somebody gives you a call, it doesn't matter who it is. It can be your employees. It can be your clients, your customers, your vendors of all people. Make sure you're available to them. Make sure you're willing to take their call. Make sure you're willing to take their Zoom or go-to meetings call. Make sure that you're available for people so that you can be there when they need you. Because believe it or not, we happen to live in a time of opportunity. And if nothing else, opportunity knocks when you're not ready. And this is one of those situations where a lot of people aren't ready. A lot of business owners and business leaders simply think, oh, well, I've got to hide in my house. I can't go anywhere. I can't do anything. And they also don't answer the phone. And that's the single biggest mistake. You need to be available. So when the opportunity knocks, you answer. The next point comes from Bob Meadow. He's the business development director for the city of Shafter. And you might be going, why would a business development bureaucrat from a city like Shafter have wisdom? Well, this gentleman also happens to be the businessman's banker, as it were. He spent years in the commercial banking world before he went into city government. And his point is create value first, sell second, which means that give value, give substance, give something that your clients, your customers, even your vendors need or want, or sometimes they don't even realize that you have the ability to do. And then worry about making the sale second. If you go in with an open hand, an open heart, an open palm, what you have the ability to do is invite more people in than you probably ever related. This goes back to my previous point of being available. If you're available and that opportunity comes to you, if you create value for that opportunity, the sale will come. It's like Zig Ziglar used to say. He said that if you help enough other people get what they want, you'll get what you want.
I have found in my work with business owners, especially, I think business owners maybe get this figured out, but that entrepreneur, the person wanting to start a business, well, why can't I find sales? Well, you're not meeting a need.
Right, right.
They don't like that answer. You're passionate about this product, but you haven't found somebody who needs this product, right? Find the need, fill the need, meet the need. Guess what's going to happen? Your business takes off.
Well, and here's the other trap that a lot of novices make. They're like the five-year-old kid with a big handful of bird seed that goes to the park, and they start chasing the pigeons, throwing bird seed at the pigeons, and then they don't understand why the pigeons all fly away and don't come back. That's because he's trying to sell first rather than invite value first. And that is why, if you watch some of the more experienced people in the park, they actually have the pigeons eating the bird seed out of their hand because they have trained the pigeons to get to come to them because they provide value first. So as you go through life, you've got all these opportunities that can come to you if you're available, but when the opportunity comes, make sure you give value first and sell second. The next one is offer more value than ever before. This comes from Kyle Brown. He is the leader of the Bakersfield Networking Group. And this is a time where you have to give more than you ever expected that you had to. Just a couple of years ago, the economy was white hot. And a lot of business owners and business leaders used to sit there and go, you know what? I don't have to work as hard as I used to. You know, I like to get up at 10 o'clock in the morning and have my lunch at 11:30 to 2 and be able to, you know, be off at 4 o'clock and maybe go out for a round of golf afterwards. Yeah, that's not the case right now. Mm-hmm. You have to give more value now than you ever have before. And in a lot of respects, you have to give value in ways that you've never considered before. And this goes back to the very first point of charge the bullet, is you have to sit here and think, okay, I've got all these opportunities available to me. These are products and services that I've got available to my clients, customers, and vendors. And remember, I keep bringing up the vendors part, because just because you have somebody who's supplying you a product or service, oftentimes there's something they need as well. So right, don't discount that opportunity as well. So now is the time for you to offer more value than you have ever before, because you need to be able to sit there and say, these are the tools I have. These are the options to do things that maybe are slightly outside of my wheelhouse or way outside of my wheelhouse of normal business, but I can use those things to help other people get what they want so I can get what I want.
Yeah. Let me pause on that one for a second, because sure. I'm intrigued. I only caught part of this. So the numbers aren't super fresh in my head. I'm not even sure I could point you to a source, but I was listening to an excerpt of a podcast or a YouTube video late last night. And the guy's point was all of the jobs that have been created since the end of the 2008 recession. So 2012, like whenever we want to kind of define that end period, right? When the economy started to turn around, all of the jobs that have been created since then have been wiped out in the last 5 weeks, just like on a one-to-one basis. Right. So the business owner might be sitting here scared, thinking, boy, all of the jobs that have been created in 7 years and 8 years have been wiped out in 5 weeks.
Right.
How can they lean into that discomfort and offer additional value?
Well, one of the things to realize is, well, now you suddenly have 24 million people who are looking to buy. One of the things that the great Jeffrey Gitomer says is people don't want to sell, but people like to buy. And so one of the things that you have to consider is there's a lot of people out there who have a need. And we talk about some of the obvious ones like Amazon Prime, and we also talk about Netflix and Disney Plus, and we also talk about Zoom. These are all services that their services and their customer base has exploded because of this. Well, what is it that you can offer to all these people now who maybe they've got those $1,200 checks coming in? Maybe they've got some of that modicum of unemployment. What have you got that you can offer them that is low cost, low budget, highly available? Or what kind of service can you provide? Because you've got a lot of people out there that have a lot of virtual time, like we're talking about here on this video series, is you've got time. What can you offer them? Is it a webinar? Is it, you know, consultation services? Is it products and services you can have delivered? What is it that you can offer that you normally have to? Because if anything, you have a huge amount of opportunity. One of the stories I love to tell is back in the Great Depression, Henry Ford came out with the 1932 Ford. And this is the peak of the Depression. And he comes out with a brand new car that was completely redesigned. And people were asking, who in their right mind is going to buy a brand new car during the height of the Depression? Well, a lot of people did. And that's because not everybody is destitute. So if you have this mindset that everybody is destitute and there isn't any money out there, you're missing out on a great opportunity, because you have a lot of people right now that are very idle, that are looking for someone or something to do or be with. Next is adapt your products and services. This comes from David Oxley, the owner of Oxley Pest Control. Now is the time to pivot and change. You've heard this, pivot and change, pivot and change, pivot and change. Yes, there's a reason. This is the time to take the products and services that you have and do like Rick Mossman with Mossman's Catering has done. Shift the way that you do things. Shift the way you approach things. Shift the way that you go through and you approach your customers or your prospects or your vendors. This is the time to take the products and services that you have available to you and be able to change them and adapt them to the current situation. If you're a restaurateur, you can't have people coming into your restaurant until the quarantine is lifted, but you can deliver to them. And well, there's a lot of businesses that are out there that can do also deliveries, and a lot of people are even willing to pay an extra delivery charge to have their favorite product or service delivered to them, especially when you have services like Amazon that are limiting what they will ship out to you or the time frame that'll be shipped out to you. You now have an opportunity to say, you know what, our product or service may be a little bit more, may cost a little bit more, but you don't have to wait 4 to 6 weeks to get it. You can have it tomorrow. One of the other things is too, and it's another example, there's a bookstore in Bakersfield called Russo's Books. And they're a small bookstore. They're an independent bookstore. And one of the things that they have done is they have seized on this opportunity, this window that they have with Amazon, because Amazon almost destroyed their book business. They had to really downsize, close a lot of their retail stores because of Amazon. But because Amazon is delivering books 4, 6, 8 weeks out, they have seized, Russo's Books has seized upon this opportunity and said, you know what, you go ahead, you place the order over the phone or you place it through our website, you can go ahead and actually have your book in 2 days. And for those of us that like to learn, that like to read, and we have this time now because of quarantine, reading from successful leaders is a very important tool. Mm-hmm. And it's something that we don't have to wait 4 to 6 weeks for anymore. We can actually have it in a couple of days, and it might cost a little slightly more than that, but the value of learning and the value of information is critical, especially at this time.
Absolutely. And I couldn't agree more. I was actually looking at a book on Amazon and I went ahead and purchased it. And then I got the delivery notification. This was like on April 10th. This was earlier in the month. And it said, expected delivery date is between May 4 and May 8. And I just went ahead and canceled the order. Like, I'll pay more in 2 days. So excellent example.
The next one is the 7th point is take care of yourself. And this comes from Dr. Hugh Beatty, medical doctor, also known as the wellness doc. The philosophy behind this is just like if you've ever flown in an airplane, a commercial airplane, you've heard the spiel where they stand up and they tell you where the exits are and how to put your seatbelt on and all these other great things. But one of the things they also talk about is that in the event of turbulence or crash landing or any kind of an emergency, to take the oxygen mask, put it on you first, and then your child. And the reason is this, is if you don't have oxygen, you can't help anybody else. You can't help the people around you. And in this day and age of COVID-19, the philosophy is also true. Take care of yourself. Wash your hands. Wear your mask when you go out in public. When you have the opportunity to go out and do physical exercise, do it. Eat right. Be healthy. Take care of yourself, because you are no good to anybody else. If you're sick, you're no good to yourself. You're no good to your family. You're no good to your employees. You're no good to all of your customers and clients and vendors. You're not good to anybody else if you catch this thing or you get sick from something else. So make sure you take your care of yourself. This is one of the great things that the great Justin Hebert talks about, is taking care of yourself, physical activity, physical training. Make sure that you go through, you take the steps necessary to make sure you're not a statistic in all this nonsense, and that the day you put yourself in a position so that when the day this quarantine is lifted, you are physically alert, you're physically able, and you can charge into this thing and out of this thing with great success.
Absolutely. I have found, I think even more so during this time, the importance of exercise. And I get to about 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the afternoon and think, man, I just don't want to, but I force myself to do it anyway, because it provides a helpful reset, right? It's a break in the day to think about something different, to escape for a little bit. And then I find when I come back to that work, I'm more engaged, I'm more focused, I'm more energized, and I'm less likely to get sick or distracted.
Absolutely, absolutely. So to summarize it all very quickly, 7 ways to grow your business during the coronavirus: charge the bullet, be relevant, be available, create value first, sell second, offer more value than ever before, adapt your products and services, and take care of yourself.
Those are excellent points. Thank you for that. We want to touch on all of those, I suppose, in some way. Which to you has made the biggest difference for you in your business during this time? How have you had to pivot?
The very first one is, it's all about mindset. It's charge the bullet. You know, when a lot of this first started happening, there's a tremendous amount of uncertainty. And of course, everybody jokes about the stock market that they don't like uncertainty. Well, guess what? Neither do we. And so when this whole thing first started, there was a tremendous amount of uncertainty about the COVID virus. How does it work? How does it infect people, and how is this going to affect my family, myself, and my business? And there's a lot of people that were going through a tremendous amount of uncertainty. And so it took a moment, but once you realize that a lot of this that was going on was out of your control, now then was the time to go ahead and pivot and go, all right, this is what I need to change my mindset. I need to realize that the Super Bowl is not won with defense. Whoever scores the most points wins. It's all about offense. And so that's where the first thing happened for me was mind shift. Be aggressive. Go after it. Charge the bullet, as it were. Have that mindset of not being scared. It's okay to be cautious. It's okay to realize that you can only take things one step at a time. But put a plan together. Put a thought process together. Reach out to people like Dr. Hebert and realize that I need help. I need coaching. I need advice. I need resources. I need podcasts. I need all this information to help me get my act together and put a plan together and start putting the resources together to grow and be strong and survive, not only survive the coronavirus pandemic, but also when the quarantine gets lifted, I'm ready to go.
Absolutely. You're speaking, I think, truth to a lot of what a lot of people are feeling right now. And one of the things that I constantly remind my clients of is fear is a liar and usually a sign that we should do that thing first.
Right.
Right. Like, I am afraid to pick up the phone and call this person. And so you continue to find ways to delay it throughout the day. And all of a sudden by 4 o'clock, you've realized I haven't gotten a lot done. Right. I've been thinking about it all day and now it seems even more intimidating. Right. And so one of my challenges is always, what's the biggest, baddest, scariest thing that is on your checklist today? And we're going to tackle that thing first. And really leaning into that discomfort helps us experience that growth. And this time of social distancing and how do we improve that, charge the bullet, like I said before, is very counterintuitive. That I know Grant Cardone in his book 10X says that in the middle of the last recession, he actually spent more on, I think it was 18 months of advertising than he had in like the previous 10 years.
Yep.
Right. He intentionally said, we're going to over advertise and saturate the market to get this message out there. And it's paid off for him. So how can a small business that is even struggling right now with what does life look like on the other side of this? What are maybe some practical ideas that you have to charge the bullet, as it were, to lean into that discomfort and to conquer that fear?
Well, three things, actually. The first one is to do like you just mentioned in passing, which is understand what your fear is. You know, that's the old false evidence appearing real is fear. And it's okay to be fearful. It's okay to acknowledge your fear, but it is not okay to let your fear control you. So like you mentioned in passing, lean into your fear. Discover what your fear is and why you're afraid. Because if you take a more logical approach to your fear, which is almost counterintuitive to us very emotional human beings, you can find out what the root source of the problem is, what the root source of the fear is. And you can go through and take that fear, analyze it, break it down, and then from there discover the resolution or the solution to that, so that it's not a big problem. And so you can go ahead and, like you mentioned, make it the first thing that you do in the day or the next day and go, you know what, I'm going to conquer this thing today. I'm going to solve it because I know what I'm doing. I have a plan. I know what that fear is, and I'm not going to let it control me. The second thing is to listen to the Build With Purpose podcast, obviously, because it's a great podcast. And this online conference series is really great. Get the information that you need. Don't take my word for it. Listen to the experts that Justin has on. And of course, as a selfish plug that I've got going on, subscribe to the Small Business Celebration podcast. We've got 75 great episodes of all kinds of successful business owners who are still in business, who are still doing great things, and you can learn from them as well.
Excellent. We have time for just a couple more questions. And I think this last point serves really well, that I'm a firm believer in the greatest determining factor of how we handle any situation is our mindset. And so one of the questions when we're feeling stuck, when we're feeling that fear rise up, one of the questions that I like to ask is, what does this actually make possible? So in your interview process with 75 successful business owners, analyzing this current situation from your standpoint, what's possible for us now?
A lot. We got a couple of really great episodes coming up with some really interesting guests, well-known guests. And one of them's an attorney, another one's does a lot of taxes. And we've also got a lot of great information coming up. But one of the things that they all have in common is they realize that there's a light at the end of the tunnel, and it's not a train. They realize that this too shall pass. And if I could think of another cliche, I would use it at this point. But the whole point is this will come to an end. It will resolve somehow, some way. So if you're a person that sits there and thinks like Eeyore, that there will always be a rain cloud, that this will never end, and that the situation we're in is the new normal that'll be here for infinitum, I have a hard time believing that. Maybe it's the optimist that's in me. But I also know that a lot of successful business owners and business leaders, one of the reasons they are successful is they know that this too shall pass. And the question to them becomes, what are they going to do today, tomorrow, next week, and next month to prepare themselves for when this crisis is over? So they're not sitting here dwelling on the situation as it currently is, but framing and shaping how their future is going to be on how they think the world is going to be after this is over. So they're not wallowing in despair. They're wallowing in sunlight and sunshine and knowing that even in a rainstorm, there is a ray of sunshine that peeks through the sun, or excuse me, peeks through the clouds, and realize that they are going to be able to move forward because this crisis will end and they need to be in a position to be ready for when it does.
Excellent. Thank you. Last question. We want people to follow up with you. Thank you for putting your links on the screen. But how can they contact and reach out to you? Because you actually, in addition to this very successful podcast, you do other things, right? You provide other services. You give additional perspectives. So how can people reach out and contact you? And what are those extra services that you can help them with?
Well, this first place is we're very active on LinkedIn. It's business to business, so for obvious reasons. So you can go ahead and find us that on LinkedIn under Michael Roberts. And there's a lot of Michael Robertses out there. So make sure when you scroll, we type in Michael Roberts in there, you find this ugly mug on there. That's a great way to also find us. But you can also find us at smallbusinesscelebration.com. You can email me at sbc@smallbusinesscelebration.com. That's sbc@smallbusinesscelebration.com. And you can, so that's an email that you can reach me at. And we also offer a lot of other coaching services and consultation services, not in the same realm that Dr. Hebert does here, but we also go through, we help you with your messaging. We help you with your communication. We help you put your product and services together in such a way that you can best communicate them for you and your audiences. So we have those services that are also available to you as well. But the big thing is the Small Business Celebration podcast, because we spend a lot of work and a lot of effort to vet the guests that we have on there, because the guests that come on there have one purpose, and that is to make sure they convey information to you on how to grow a strong and profitable business. And so they've got many, many years of experience. They have a lifetime of knowledge. And so this is a great free opportunity for you to download the Small Business Celebration podcast on Apple Podcasts, Android Stitcher, or on YouTube, and learn something that you can use today to grow a strong and profitable business.
Thank you for that. You know, I said last question, but hearing that,
it always turns out that way.
I have to ask one more because I want people to understand just how great this podcast is. If you had to give me a guess, 75 episodes in, what is the combined years of experience in business for your podcast guests?
That's now you've given me homework. Now I have to go look and find out. I would say it's close to 1,000 at least.
Wow,
I mean, if I were off the top of my head,
yeah.
Because the people that have been on the podcast are our visionary guests. They've been there. They've done that. They've watched the movie and they've seen the reruns and, you know, mm-hmm. they gave the t-shirt back twice. So they've been there and they've done that. So there's a lot of real life, real world experience. It's not somebody who has come out of some corporate mid-level corporate position and written a book and said, gee, see, I wrote a book. I'm an expert. Now, these are people that have actually lived it and they've actually done it. And, we have people like Jerry Tyler, who's the president of Heart of Nature, on very well received because it's a very wide-ranging interview and he gives a tremendous amount of experience and a lot of great information. We have Bob Meadows that has been on for the very same reason. Sherry Hornbunk, Janelle Capra has been on there. A lot of these names, if you're not in the Kern County area, may not be familiar with you. But these are people that have actually been through the trenches. They've been through probably a lot of the same scenarios that you have or will be going through. And to learn their life lessons so you don't have to go through and step on the same mines in the minefield that they did and can actually get to where you want to go much more quickly and much more efficiently.
Excellent. Michael, thank you so much for being on. You were everything I expected and more, and I wish we had another hour to give to this, because I know that they will be blessed by listening to the wisdom that you have given us. So thank you for taking time out of your schedule and your business to help other entrepreneurs and business leaders succeed. I really appreciate it.